Podcast. I, of course, am G Money here on the show, right here in the Queen Kamano Center with the bunch of my crewmates are here, and they are here celebrating the birth of one TB, and I don't mean tuberculosis, I mean Todd Bernardi, and we're going to be talking about that and a whole bunch of other stuff right here on the program. So I'm so glad to be with everybody tonight, so thank you for joining us. Thank you. And you know, before we get started, I got to introduce my crew. I don't know where everybody went to, but here we go.
Hey, I'm going to start with Todd.
I'm going to start off with the birthday boy. So,
great.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the comic book artist extraordinaire. He is also.
It is my birthday.
The birthday boy.
That's right. He is also the creator of the Kukui Project.
Why is this his theme song?
He is also the man who is quite Hawaiian salted, ladies and gentlemen. And if there's one song that is more appropriate for Todd Bernardi than Israel's Hawaiian 78, I don't know what is. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together.
Like BJ Penn, you will never have a six pack.
Please put your hands together for Todd Bernardi. He's here in the house. Yes.
There's no song about like maybe the taking of the land and stuff, or maybe
it's
a Western song. It's a country song.
This is about right, I would think.
And we rode into that land and claimed it as our own. Poisoned the dirty natives and kicked them out of our home.
Also, joining us this evening, he is the gaming guru. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the man who is playing PlayStation 4 like nobody's business, and of course, one of his favorite games
tell
being
everybody?
Monster Hunter. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the man we call Format.
Yay. Hi, America.
The real star of the Nerd Watch.
And by the way, this is the theme for Monster Hunter.
He's got
those
the most
of you that
Twitch
don't know.
Followers.
Oh, they all know.
Oh, do you? Do you have a lot of Twitch followers?
Yeah, there's that one guy and that other guy.
Sweet. Good. Good for them. Good.
Wait, they're both
them.
Guys?
Yes. Noob Master 69. We're assuming he's male.
Also joining us this evening,
Noob Master 69 is actually Thanos.
Also joining us this evening, he is the Cinnamon Scallop. He is better known as the Cinema Scholar, and he is the very Portuguese movie reviewer.
He's
a Frank DeLima film critic.
He really isn't that Portuguese.
And of course, as we all know, his favorite movie is Back to the Future. So, ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for A-Ron. He's in the house tonight.
That movie's a bunch of bull hockey. Paul Rudd said so.
He did say so. He certainly did.
I'll
also,
take Paul Rudd's word over yours.
Joining us tonight, he is the godfather of comic books.
Huh? That's not even scary.
He is the chairman of the comic
I'll
book
kill
board.
You for keep using that.
He is also the sinister minister of Maui Comic Con.
Oh, no.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is the self-proclaimed
no,
comic
Maui
master.
G Money, if you
freaky.
Don't stop messing up my introduction every week, I will literally murder
Linky.
You live on Facebook Live.
All over Deaky.
It'll be gruesome.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it'll go viral.
Please put your hands
you'll probably
together
get famous from
for
it.
The TMNT.
But I will make sure you die.
He is
you will
Dr.
Die
Freaky
from it.
Daddy
I'll
Leaky.
Kill you.
His name
you're
is Alika.
You're dead. Oh, applause. Not the reaction I expected.
Are you a doctor?
No, I'm totally not a doctor. Hey, there you go. I like that.
You like that?
Yeah, why didn't you just start right, with that?
Man? Just making sure you're liking that. Sweet.
By those turtles?
By them turtles.
Donatello's very aggressive.
And
litigator.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen.
I was in a picture with Kevin Eastman once, so we're not going to get sued.
Okay, great.
By Viacom.
Finally, joining us tonight after quite a long hiatus.
Not long enough.
And a high what?
He is here, ladies and gentlemen, because
hey, man, we have.
There's only one reason he's here. That's right, because that means school's out for Professor Barry.
Wow.
He is
nice.
He is my cinema soulmate. He is my hetero life mate, and I tell you what, if his latest Facebook, I guess his latest Facebook
Noidist.
host is any indication of how he loves me more than his brother, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Professor Barry.
Got very quiet in here.
How come Alika's a doctor and Barry's a professor?
Because he is a professor. That's
no, I mean, just, but
because I went to school for 8 years.
Then Alika's got to be a doctor.
All right, and if you guys weren't paying attention last week, it's now time for my introduction.
The money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, it is me. It is me, the man, the face that runs the place. I am the man who is the champ that runs the camp. I am G Money. Welcome, everybody, to my show.
What camp are you talking
about?
Not
my show.
Like, what? You know, the camp.
Kids?
Whoa. I mean, what?
Whoa.
Camp Crystal Lake?
Whoa.
It's like a... It's got a German name, I think. The camp has got a German name.
Does it? All right, sweet. Well, before we get into any conversations about any other movies or games or whatever, it is time to check in with the man who we call the Freaky One. He is the man.
You call me that.
He is the man who is the owner and proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles right here in the Queen Kahumanu Center. And yes, it is every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday right here in the heart of Kahului Town.
Yeah.
So let's find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
Oh, we don't have Fran in here.
It's all right. I got a little...
No, A-Ron, I don't want you to try it. Don't.
Do it, A-Ron.
No, don't.
Do it, A-Ron.
How am I supposed to do it now?
You're going to say something really bad. You're gonna regret it.
Daddy Luke.
No,
take that comic book list and
stop.
Jeez.
Oh my God! This show has gone really downhill.
Well, Daddy Lee.
Welcome to the quickie mark.
No, stop. Jesus.
Don't do that.
He already did it. Stop him.
Wow. I'm trying to.
That's what A-Rod sounds like.
I was never here. I was never here.
Before I get to the comic list.
He didn't sound like that.
Before I get to the comic list.
I'm just eating cake.
Sounded wrong.
Speaking of hetero life mates.
Thank you. Come again.
I met Jason Effin Mewes.
Whoa!
Snoochie Boochies, bro.
Wow.
Huh?
Where?
I'm not gonna tell you where.
Did you?
I'll give you a hint.
It didn't actually happen.
Give you a hint. Huh? It was on Maui.
Wow.
And?
Wow.
Why isn't he here?
What the?
He was on vacation with his family. We're not that close. All right, but
sweet. That's
we're
what...
growing a budding relationship.
Nice.
Sweet.
But it was really cool.
Well, I can't wait to make my announcement.
Did he buy any comics?
Oh,
no. I brought him some stuff. And he was a really cool guy, really nice guy, and talking story about maybe trying to get him out here someday.
He sounds like a mensch.
Even though he was out here someday. he was on vacation with his family, his Mother's Day, so.
Good.
That's so cool we met him.
Yeah. He's a really nice guy.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm,
I can't
so thank
wait.
You, thank you so much for
speaking of famous
inviting
Twitch
him on the show.
My own announcement.
Thanks for inviting him on the show.
Yeah. He does a podcast. Like when people have like those syndicated podcasts, they are very particular. They can't like. I've tried before.
Fine.
Trust me.
Yeah, you can take his viewist universe and shove it. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Anyway, what's new this week?
He tells a funny story about that.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. You know, back in the day.
Nice.
When he brought.
That's hilarious.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, it's so weird. I don't hear any of the voices.
I can hear you just fine, yeah.
You don't hear... Okay, wait.
Yeah, where, something with these
let me
headphones.
Let me see. Better?
Hit me with some volume. I don't know.
I'm hitting
Yeah,
you.
A little bit. Okay, that's better. Good. Right there. That's good.
Perfect.
All right. Adventure good. Time, Marcy and Simon, number 5 of 6.
Oh, nice. That was you. I'm sorry. That was you.
What's going on? Sorry. Age of X-Men, Marvelous X-Men, number
Sweet.
4 or 5. Age of X-Men, Next Gen, number 4 or 5. Amazing Spider-Man number 21. Aquaman number 48.
Nice.
Batman number 71. Black Widow number 5. Daredevil number 5. Farmhand number 8. That's the Rob Guillory created title.
Nice.
Who's that guy?
Farmhand.
Rob Guillory, who also drew Chew with John Layman.
Oh, yeah.
Friend of the store. Very nice guy.
Nice.
He stopped in here before, signed a bunch of stuff for us.
Good.
Giant Man, number 1 of 3. It's a Marvel book.
How giant is he?
It's monster.
Wow.
Goliath. Go Power Rangers number 20.
Hey. Ooh. That's the Power Rangers.
Is Giant Man from Wakanda?
Stop.
Okay.
Wow. Dang.
One of the Power Rangers died.
Thank God.
New Zealand. No.
Whoa, dude.
Whoa, you mean like in real life?
Yeah, like for real, yeah, bro.
Well, then say his name. Say the actor's name.
I don't know what the actor's name is.
Hey, don't say...
Look, you was on Power Rangers, and that's why we
I
know
thought
he
you
died.
Meant in, like in the show.
Wait, wait.
You're being really disrespectful right now.
I'm sorry. I'm
and it's your birthday.
I'm sorry.
So
that you... this is.
What's going on? What the hell?
Todd, that was freaking awful.
Was that a moment of silence for the actor that passed away that plays the Power Ranger?
What's his name?
Because that's not what Alika said. Alika said a Power Ranger was dead, which is like saying, hey, a Teletubby died.
And nobody wants to see a Teletubby. That show hasn't been on the air in years. Why would you think that was part of the show? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that the show was on the air.
No, there are
Power Rangers on the show.
I thought there were Power Rangers still coming out.
They still make Power Rangers.
They still make Power Rangers.
So they're not Mighty Morphin.
This guy was on...
They are not.
Ninja Force Power
Rangers?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
He's an Australian kid, isn't he?
He was young. He was young when he died.
Super young. Yeah.
It's not Steve Cardenius, is it?
No, he's a Maori guy, I think.
Pua Maga Siva.
Pua Maga Siva?
There you go.
Gotcha.
Rest in love. 38.
Homeboy.
38? Jeez.
Well,
that's gracious.
That's better than that other Red Ranger who went to jail for cutting a guy with a samurai sword.
Wow.
You hear about that one?
Yep.
Man, these Red Rangers are all kinds of stuff.
Good Lord.
All I'm hearing is that I'm winning by a landslide. So. Take that, Rangers.
All right, what else is coming out?
We're getting Immortal Hulk, number 17. Very hot title right now.
Which one?
Immortal Hulk.
Mm.
Ironheart, number 6.
Book. Is he immortal unless he gets his head cut off?
No, actually, when his head comes off, he's still immortal.
Justice League, number 24.
Is it called The Quickening?
Little Bird, number 105, second printing. Sure. Little Bird, number 305. You read it. You said it's good.
I heard it was good. I got issue 2. I'm still waiting for issue 1 to read it.
Mm. Well, number 1, second printing is coming in. So
cool.
Good.
The writer, coincidentally, came in here and signed a bunch of the previews issues.
Yep.
Little Bird?
Sweet. Do you have any of those bad boys left?
I just have one.
Could I purchase one?
What?
Purchase the old one.
I tried to make sure all
can I
you
collect
guys
something
got copies
for once in my life?
You guys were like,
Owners can't be collectors.
Stop saying that.
It's true.
Somebody told me that. A very smart guy told me that.
Some guy at Mile High
Chuck
Comics.
Chuck Rosansky.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would never say that filth.
Wow.
I like collecting stuff.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I sell everything. Naomi, number 5. Nightwing, number 60. Old Man Quill, number 5 of 12. They just...
Yeah,
I
can't
feel like
wait.
They should just give up on that halfway through. The Old Man Quill, that's not really working out. Pearl, number 9.
Is he still with Gamora?
Yeah, but it's old lady Gamora.
He's on his third alternate Gamora.
She's still kicking him in the balls.
Yeah. The first time she missed completely. The second time she got them both.
That's good.
Star Wars 66. That's like my favorite part of Endgame, aside from Cap getting the hammer.
Yeah. Yeah, and everybody wanted to see it too, like everybody in the audience, because he messed up the,
the glove.
The glove. So
he
Quill
deserved it.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Star Wars 66. Ooh, like Order 66.
Oh, that's
Execute
nice.
Order 66.
Mm-hmm.
When a bunch of Jedi's died, that was awesome.
Yes,
and younglings.
That was
and
awesome.
Younglings.
Oh man.
Hey, wait, hold on. Younglings aren't like Power Rangers.
Teen Stop. Teen
yes.
Titans.
You know why
30.
Younglings are fake?
Power Rangers are real.
They're super real. Yeah. TMNT, Shredder in Hell, number 3.
Shredder in Hell?
That's a good title.
Great concept, right?
Mm-hmm. Is that going to be... I saw the cover. It's awesome. Is that something that...
Santaluco is the artist. He does some great Turtles work.
Is that something that, like... It looked like it was from the 80s. It looked like...
No, it's from this year.
No, it's current. It's yeah, okay. you're thinking about Urban Legends, which is like reprints of the 90s stuff.
Okay.
Which is also going on. But also, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Batman, the third volume of that...
Yes. It's officially out.
The Mirage Turtles appear in the last panel of that, so that's a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
The Kevin Eastman, Peter Laird originals.
Nice.
So we've also got War of the Realms, number 4 of 6.
Uh-huh.
War of the Realms, Spider-Man and League of Realms, number 1.
Ooh.
War of the Realms stuff is so there's good.
It is actually really so good. It's a shame. It's like you don't over-order on the stuff because you're nervous, and then it's actually good, and you're like, I should order more. Zombie Tramp. That's the last
what
one.
What the hell is
that? It's like cheesecake, real exploitation stuff. It's dirty. It's a dirty book.
So that's what Todd wants for his birthday.
Yeah, that's Todd.
Zombie Trap number one, collector's Todd item.
I want it on my face.
Is that what you want it on your face?
All right, and that's the comic book.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was your comic book list for this Wednesday. Yep. Yes, comic books. Well, it's time to check in with one of the guys that we haven't heard from in a while.
Todd Bernardi.
No, that guy. We're not talking to that guy.
Let's listen to Todd Bernardi.
Screw that guy right now.
I'm listening to Todd Bernardi.
It's time to check in with Professor Barry. Are you officially, is school officially out?
Yes, just finished today, actually.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Well, good
you
for you.
You got out just in time to talk to Todd Bernardi.
Yeah. Summer begins now.
So how did it go?
Really well, thank you.
Very well.
Great semester. Yeah.
Fantastic. Let me plug.
So next semester, starting in August, I'm doing my World Cinema class again. Mm-hmm. It'll be modified a little better because I know what I'm doing this time.
Good for you.
And I'm also doing a class called The History of Mass Media, which is mass media from the 20th century to where we are today. So it'll be dealing with newsprint, television, cinema, and the internet, how they all work together, highs and lows of both, and why they're a necessary means of capturing human behavior, but also how they also
it's also a
manifest
mean of
and
keeping
control.
Us complacent mm-hmm. and controllable. It's true. Docile.
Yeah, no argument here. Yeah. No
that's
argument.
Why,
no.
That's why we're. That's why the Nerd Watch is on the internet.
That's right. Hashtag less the internet.
Yeah, that's right.
We're
hashtag
part of the deep state.
Fake news.
Print and radio.
Fake
we're
news.
We're in all the things.
Yeah. And a year from now, I'll be teaching a class on horror films. I can't wait. That'll start in
horror
January.
Horror films. Sweet. Yeah. That's in January.
Yep.
We're awesome. What's it going to be called?
Oh,
how
it just
get away with murder. I think that's a show.
No, it's going to be called Fright Fest.
It's I think the title in the catalog, it's like horror films, Understanding the Cinema of Fear. That's the title
Ooh,
of the last
one. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thanks.
I don't know who your writer is, but you should maybe up his pay scale.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds really good.
So
please. So yeah, it went really well. I had a really terrific semester, and things are good. I also wanted to talk about this because Todd's here.
Just
a few days ago, a little self promotion. I had an article published about it recently. We are now in 25 years of Alex Proyas' The Crow.
Yeah,
which I still think is one of the most important, one of the most influential, and just certainly one of the most uncompromised, and really just one of the most terrific comic book movies. I love that film, and it was interesting going back to the source and seeing how different it is. I forgot that Eric Draven was an auto mechanic. Like there's all these things. I'm like, oh wow, this is on the one hand, this isn't the film, and yet and please tell me how you feel about this. But I feel like the movie still captures the essence of the graphic novel, even though it takes those detours that are different.
Yeah, Todd, make jokes about Brandon Lee's death. Go ahead.
He's my hero. I wouldn't joke about that. I love that guy.
Is Brandon Lee a Power Ranger?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I really dug the movie. I was 10 when that movie came
You're
out.
Such
Holy
a young
crap.
Man. Such a
You're a youngling.
How is that possible? I was in high school.
You guys should know.
How is that possible?
What the?
Are you that much younger?
The movie came out in 1994.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Oh, I was in middle school.
Yeah. I'm waiting.
I graduated.
I'm waiting for Todd to fill us in from his year 10 all the way till now. Go ahead, man.
Yeah.
No, all I was going to say was I wanted to go see the movie because I really found the covers of the comic book like fascinating.
You knew the material before you saw the film.
Right. So there was a comic book. I think it was a Hero Illustrated or maybe a Wizard magazine. They published something about anti-heroes.
Were your folks cool with at your age?
Right. So they weren't going to let me watch the movie.
Oh, okay.
But then my dad bought me the book. And so I had the book, and the book is a kind of dark and violent and poetic and it's very graphic. Mm-hmm. Like there's there's a lot of drug use actually in the in the comic book that you see in the movie, but it doesn't you don't see as much as what goes on in the, and that's because I think James O'Barr was pretty heavily into that drug scene and that drug culture in Detroit when he was creating the comic book.
It's kind of a departure considering he wrote Peter Pan too. So
James O'Barr did not write.
No, because that was quite a departure for me. Peter Pan was such a, you know, family friendly film.
Oh, we have literary jokes in this show. This show has gone up. No wonder Honolulu Magazine loves this show. We are such an intellectual show.
They're like, quick, find a podcast in Hawaii. Google search.
Google search.
There's only seven.
James O.
200 episodes? Sure, why not?
I think that what you're talking about is J.M. Barrie.
J.M. Barrie. Very good.
J.M. Barrie.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And James O'Barr, two different authors.
You sure? Positive. Sounds exactly the same.
J.M. Barrie died a long time ago. He wrote Peter Pan at the turn of the 1902 or something.
So the crow should have been played by a girl?
1904. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking. Also, theater jokes.
Mary Martin should have played the crow, and it should have been a rock opera?
First of all, it should have been Sandy Duncan.
Oh, but you're right.
God. We just lost all of our listeners. They're like, screw this. I don't care what Honolulu Magazine says.
I tune in for the comics, not for the dinner theater.
They're Googling right now.
Not for the musical theater.
Mary Martin, what the hell? So anyway.
Where does Winnie the Pooh fit in this?
That's next segment, sir.
When I first saw Mary Martin's Peter Pan, I was so disappointed because I thought I was sitting down to watch like the Disney Peter Pan.
Nope.
And I looked at my mom and I was like, Peter Pan's not a girl.
That's right.
And she was like, it's the actress. It's fine.
Yeah.
And traditionally, I mean.
It always was.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely right.
So the crow, Todd.
Sorry.
So you saw it on video cassette then?
I saw it on cassette, yeah. I never got to see it in the theater. I finally, when I was 2 years later, my parents finally like.
Gave in
and let me see it. And it gave me anxiety when I first watched it because yeah. I was pretty young. And it was real visceral. Yeah. Like the movie is real visceral, and I think that the book is also like that. So I think that they translated a lot of that stuff. In the 25 years since this became kind of a franchise,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
it is. Unfortunately,
yeah, unfortunately,
it's
really
unfortunate.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, City of Angels is the superior.
Oh my
movie.
God.
Hey, why are you saying that? You should have just let him say that. Yeah, no, He's the one who loves sequels.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I stole that from
you. Grease 2 of the Crow franchise.
When else are you going to get Iggy Pop and the Deftones in the same screen, baby?
That soundtrack is fantastic. I love the soundtrack.
There is a good
City
soundtrack
Angels.
For City of Angels.
Yeah, I have to tell you, even for me, that was an awful movie.
I hope in your review for the original Crow, you dedicated at least one paragraph to the soundtrack because that was like one of the most amazing movie soundtracks ever.
One of the best of the decade. I agree.
Like, if you, no matter what, like, you could listen to that soundtrack, there was something good on there, you know?
Yeah.
That was one of, I got Soundgarden, Super Unknown, and The Crow soundtrack. That was the first two CDs I ever bought.
Wow. Really, Jeez. Todd?
Gross.
Looky.
It was about the time that I was.
Mine was Green Day and Super Unknown.
Wow. Yeah.
Super Unknown
was a good first CD, though, man.
Yeah.
Mine was the soundtrack to Beetlejuice, Caddyshack 2, Married to the Mob, and what was the other one? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's
a good soundtrack.
That's
I'm glad I have that because that's out of print.
What was your first CD, Aaron?
The soundtrack to Back to the Future?
That's one.
I didn't say your favorite. I said, what was the first thing you bought?
That was one. That is one of the first ones. That one, Ernie Isley's solo album.
Oh,
he only made one. Which
this is the right place.
Probably Britney Spears.
Oh God!
God dang!
Oh, God.
You sound proud.
Wow.
Let's go back to The Crow. I saw The Crow opening day at the Kikui Mall Theater, and I took my brother with me. My brother was 14 at the time.
Oh man,
14.
Yeah.
And we were blown away because we knew, of course, about Brandon Lee. I still have the People magazine where he's on the cover, and it's all about his death and his widow, and you know, as a young, I was very moved by that. And other than the Vic Morrow and the two children dying, the set of Twilight Zone, the movie, I'd never really experienced finding out that a movie star had died on the set. That was just such a horrible thing to me. Thank you for playing that. It's one of my favorites. But then to see the film, because I hadn't seen a trailer. This was, you know, this is before the internet. I didn't see any trailers for The Crow anywhere. I just saw that amazing poster with the tagline, "Do Believe in Angels."
Yeah.
And every scene of that movie was a surprise, because I didn't even know what the film was. I hadn't read the graphic novel at that point.
Yeah.
And my brother and I, for one thing, we were so shell-shocked by how violent it was.
Yeah.
But it's such a thrilling movie, and he's so good in it.
Yeah. Do you not think it gets enough recognition? You seem to... gush a little bit about this film.
I love it. I mean, I've always loved the film. I think it gets enough recognition. I mean, it has a cult following, but I always feel weird calling a film a cult following that's so successful. I mean, this movie was a big hit when it came out.
Yeah,
it was a shocker of a hit. It came out against all these movies like With Honors with Joe Pesci and Four Weddings and a Funeral. It was like, it was so out of tune with everything else that was currently playing in theaters. And it was so, I mean, the nihilism of the film, the darkness of it, the sadness of it is so thick.
Dare I say something controversial?
Uh-oh.
Do you think that its success was because of Brandon Lee's death?
Yes. Yeah, it is, because the curiosity factor. Because, I mean, let's be honest. Comic book movies at this point in time, they were Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
It was the first two Batmans, and it was The Mask. The Crow had a cult following. The Crow had a very strong following. But at the same time, you know, it wasn't one of those named titles. If anything, most people like myself went to the James O'Barr graphic novel after the film and discovered it.
It wouldn't have been... Yeah, it's not like it had a huge following. I mean, this thing was published by Caliber Press. It was a small independent title when it first came out. After the movie deal, it got released by larger comic book publishers. I can't remember who was after Caliber. I think it was Dark Horse, maybe.
Dark Horse did a lot of licensing in that time.
The Crow seems to be...
They've done a lot of other independent films too, though.
My ultimate question was: is that they there was a second film, obviously, but
there was a third and a fourth.
Exactly. So what I don't understand is how
wasn't
awful
there a series.
The series was pretty good.
Actually wasn't too bad, but I just didn't understand with the failure of the second movie. Why, in God's name, would they make a third one? Which was even more awful, because the third one was the one with Kirsten Dunst in it, wasn't
it? Yes, that's Crow Salvation, I think.
Crow Salvation.
Yeah.
And then there's Wicked Prayer.
Wicked Prayer. God. That's the one with David Boreanaz and Tara Reid.
Yes.
Yeah. Tara Reid's in a Crow movie?
Yes.
She's super god.
All right, so let's forget about those, and let's just say that Brandon Lee in the Alex Proyas classic is the one to definitely watch, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's an answer to your question, though. I mean, Crow City of Angels was the number one film in America when it opened up. It made a profit because enough people saw it.
I watched that in the theater.
I did, too.
It was one of the last movies to ever play at the Maui Theater. Here.
Oh, my gosh. And I tell you what, there is one person that does not get enough recognition in that Crow movie, and that's Ernie Hudson.
And the first one.
Yeah,
he brings such heart to that movie, because that film is dark. The comic relief in that movie really doesn't like offset anything. It is such a dark and cruel film.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the comic book. The comic book also, in the 25 years since, the James O'Barr's released new material that was never. He either went back and redrew. It was something that he always intended to release, but. He, with the new trade paperback, like, he released 20 or 25 pages, and they called it the director's cut. And I went back, and I'm not sure. It doesn't change anything for me. It doesn't really move the needle. I don't think that it's better or worse because of it.
Sure.
It's kind of neat to see some of the stuff that he intended to, and he was like, you know, I just couldn't draw that well, and I couldn't pull it off when I was 17 or 19 or 22 when I was drawing these things. The first time that I met him was at Chicago Comic-Con, James O'Barr, and he was talking to a girl in front of me, and he was like, "Man, you're very pretty. You look like my ex-wife. I met her in rehab." And I was like, "That's not the way to talk to girls."
Wow,
like, that's a
Holy
terrible
crap.
Like that's a terrible opening line.
or a great one, depending on your intentions,
right? It was like, and the joke that he made, the punchline was that it was like, it didn't work out, you know, shocker, meeting a girl in rehab, talked about how he and the screenwriter spent a lot of time together in Detroit trying to nail down the script, and how they had to fight for everything that's in the movie because they wanted to make it into a rock opera. They wanted it to be...
That I heard, yes.
Yeah, they wanted it to be in sort of like have a lot of 80s rock ballads.
That would have been awesome.
I or think like it, Repo the Genetic
right,
Opera.
Because, right, because what I that would have been great, but I think at the time, because grunge was so big that there was no other choice for the Crow with its nihilistic attitude to be nothing but, you know, Nine Inch Nails and was it Jesus and Mary Chain?
Just as a side note, that was my first exposure to the Joy Division, was that Nine Inch Nails cover.
That cover is killer.
And it's so... I can't believe how much better than the original. I hate, you know, I know that's sacrilege to any Joy Division fan, but that cover is like, it's a new song.
It's I didn't like, I didn't like it when I was younger. I appreciate it now, the original.
I have to tell you, I agree with you, Barry. I think that The Crow is definitely underappreciated. I think Ernie Hudson doesn't get enough credit for his role in that film, and I think Alex Price did a wonderful job with The Crow. I did think it was a little strange when Ernie Hudson did say there was something strange in the neighborhood. Other than that, I thought the film was fantastic.
Your line is, it can't rain all the time. He's like, no, there's something strange in this neighborhood.
That's right.
Our Ernie Hudson Crow action figure right here.
That's it. Well,
Alex Pearl's best movie. Come on, it's iRobot.
First of all, Alex, shut up.
No,
His best movie is probably The
Dark
Crow.
City.
Nope.
And then The Dark City is maybe right up there with number one with Crow.
Wrong. Crow is number two. Dark City is number one. I think Dark City's phenomenal.
Dark City's great.
I don't know. I really like this take on Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Format. I appreciate that. That's a definite callback.
Yeah, I'd go with The Crow, too.
Yeah.
I think
The Crow's better than Dark City?
I do, and I love Dark City. The Trevor Jones score to that thing is so thrilling. But Rufus Sewell, mm-hmm. I can't do it. I think he's too much of a zero. All the actors around him, Jennifer Connelly and Kiefer.
Kiefer's good.
But Rufus, I don't like his performance.
I'm with you, but I think that was intentional. That's how I feel about it. And I think Kiefer Sutherland is amazing in it. Jennifer Connelly's amazing. The sets were amazing. That's one of my favorite movies.
You know,
but Barry said all those things.
Because you know, with Brandon Lee, it's like, you know, whatever. You know, either you look at that performance, it's this tragic last performance, or you just look at the playfulness and the joy and really the pain that he's putting into that characterization. However you look at that performance, you can't take your eyes off of him. And in Dark City, I feel like we don't have that in the lead.
Interesting.
I really feel like if they had found a more dynamic actor, that movie would have been so much better.
Well, Brandon Lee's best picture is Rapid Fire, so let's just...
Better than Showdown in Little Tokyo? How dare you?
Ooh, that's good too!
With Dolph Lundgren and Tia Carrera? Come on, man.
Rapid Fire is great, though.
Rapid Fire, but saying Showdown in Little Tokyo with Dolph Lundgren...
Random movie
it's incredible. Showdown in Little Tokyo, that's so good. It's a great movie. I love that movie.
I think the reason that Crow is so good is because Brandon Lee did those movies.
He was trying to separate himself from that. First of all, The Crow didn't have Tia Carrera getting into a hot tub, all right? So that's the one thing The Crow did not have.
It doesn't have Tia Carrera's double going into the hot tub. Yes.
Well, what you say double, I say Tia Carrera, okay? whatever. Anyway, Barry, other than The Crow, you put out your newest article about that. You've also been keeping up with some films as well.
Yes.
Anything other than Endgame would you like to talk about?
We can talk about Endgame.
No, we can't, Todd. No, we can't.
Let's, there's some duds in the theater right now.
Endgame.
Shut up, Todd.
You know, with Endgame, I'll say quickly, though I don't know if we need to have another Endgame discussion. I think there's greatness in that film. I don't think it needs to be as long as it is. I think the length is a problem.
How dare you?
As you may have seen in my review, which I... Did you notice in my review, I promote the comic shop.
You did?
I told them where they could find the shop. I mentioned that Alika is the owner.
And he also mentioned that the length is a problem.
Wait, I don't like the context. Was he talking about me?
Yeah, I think he was.
I think you're a little long.
Yeah.
You run a little long, sir.
That's not what that article says at all.
Okay, great. What? You like that movie?
I like it a lot. I feel like there's greatness in it, but I feel like a smart editor would have known where the deleted scenes are, and I think there's a lot in that film.
Wow.
I think there's a lot of stuff, and also even at the screenplay level, there's some stuff that could have been condensed. There's scenes that could have been shortened. I think there's just ways to tell that story better and quicker and cleaner. I think as fans, we're going, oh, that's fantastic. We're back at Thor: The Dark World. That's so great. We're back at the end. But like, there's so much we don't need.
I think you would have had more fun if you watched it with us instead of going by yourself.
I don't think so.
And I didn't enjoy myself.
You enjoyed yourself a lot. You were talking and screaming, and we were all cheering.
That's right.
Because I had to be louder than you guys.
He was cheering. You were not.
I cheered. I cheered when
I could
Cap,
hear Greg crying from where I was.
I was. I cried. There was a scene I did
you
cry.
I cried twice. Baby. I'll be honest.
I did. There's two.
It was pathetic.
Yeah, it was a little. What else?
I was like, who hit that girl?
Shut up, Todd. That snot bubble kind of cry.
I
tell in the dark, too.
You kind of look at Greg and you know he's an ugly crier.
I am. No, I'm right. A little bit. Just a little bit. What else, Professor Barry, did you watch as an Endgame that you would recommend or not recommend?
Not recommend. One of the worst films of the year, The Hustle, is really terrible.
Yes, I knew it!
It's terrible.
That's what happens when you decide to gender bend Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Yeah,
it's called a gender swap or gender reversal.
Oh, sorry,
gender
didn't get
bend.
The vocabulary.
That sounds like the name of like the Blue Oyster Cult, like the not Blue Oyster Cult. What's the name of that bar from Police Academy?
Oh, the
gender bend bar.
No, oh yeah, the Blue Oyster.
It's the Blue Oyster. I said Blue Oyster Cult. That is a band.
That is a band.
Anyway, it's terrible. It's not because
the band?
Of this. Yes.
Yeah, they suck.
Terrible. No, it's it's weird. It's scene for scene faithful to Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. It's uncanny, and yet it's a weird thing because it's like I know how this scene goes. I know the setup. I know the joke because I know that film so well, but the jokes don't land. It's not funny. Hathaway has maybe four or five different accents that she utilizes, and they're all bad. It's like Jennifer Lawrence at Red Sparrow all over again. It's just bad, bad accents left and right. Rebel Wilson can be funny. She's not funny in this movie.
Wow.
It's 94 minutes, and it's agonizing. It's very amateurish. Everything about it, the editing, the timing is off, the acting is off. It was a painful experience. It was a quiet theater.
Wow. Yeah. Unbelievable. What else?
Yeah. I did see Pokemon today. We ready to talk about Pokemon?
Wait, did you just say Pokemon?
Oh, man.
Wait. Is that what I thought you said?
Wait.
What?
Wait.
What?
There's another movie that came out this weekend that I saw.
No. This is the movie.
We're gonna
La Llorona?
La Llorona?
Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Coyote.
Pikachu, Detective Pikachu, the Pokemon movie did come out.
Oh, God.
And I tell you what. Sorry, wait. What'd you say? Oh, I was just catching. Sorry.
No, that's not the theme of this movie.
Listen, my favorite part. No, I know it's not, but still.
Did Detective...
I'm going to use your theme all over you, man.
Did Justice Smith like train him to be a detective?
So let's talk a little about this. Oh, this is my favorite part right here. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Anyway,
I thought you didn't like cartoons.
Pokemon, stupid. Anyway, both Professor Barry, myself, and Aaron went to go see Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Well, that's all we need to talk about.
Did you guys get to see it?
No.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm gonna start with Aaron because that was the
no.
Big
start
movie
with me,
week.
Greg. I didn't see it.
No, you're not talking about
it's the second big movie of the week.
Aaron, you.
I want to hear from Todd.
Unbelievable! You actually want to hear from Todd
because it's my birthday.
That's right.
That's Format's birthday.
It's your birthday present to me.
Yeah.
Start talking.
So, Aaron, you went to see Pokemon with me, and you brought your sister with you as well. What was your take on the Pokemon universe? You're not a seasoned Pokemon fan.
I am not. No.
And so, what was it?
I went because my sister. I didn't want her to go alone. So
okay, you're so nice.
Good man.
Yeah. If you're a newcomer to it, like how I was, there's a lot of things you're gonna miss.
Okay.
And you won't get. It's really for the fans.
Okay.
Like from the very beginning, I could tell this movie's not for me. But
sweet.
Please tell us more. I still enjoyed
like,
it.
Why do these animals keep saying their names?
I mean, I know the basics of catch him in the Pokeball and training him. And I know a few names, but that's the most I know. But
you know as much as you could learn from the parody porn movies. Yeah.
Pika pika.
But for not being
I wanted to know why Jessica Pokemon Gary was fan, wearing that.
I did have fun.
Uh-huh.
The action scenes were great.
Uh-huh.
The climax was really great. I was really into that.
It's good for me too.
With the battle.
In the parody movies?
No, not that kind of climax.
All right, what else?
The money shot.
I
think that's what they call it.
Ryan Reynolds is basically just a softer version of Deadpool.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't really for him, I don't think it would have worked very much. Well,
Pikachu is pretty soft.
Fair enough.
You know,
that's a good point.
The visual effects were surprisingly good. I was pretty
surprisingly good.
Blown away by
this. Is all they do is visual effects.
Well, they could have easily made the visual effects not great.
Yeah, so
you know what I mean, especially when they're picking up picking up one of the CGI characters or whatever.
Were you happy with it?
A lot of movies.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did.
Did it bring you joy? Still,
did it spark joy?
Oh, nice. You're watching Marie Kondo. Gotcha. Sweet.
Yeah, no, I had fun despite not knowing the whole backstory.
Yeah.
And I wish they delve into a backstory more for the newcomers.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of did, but it was just like little. Not right.
Because everybody's familiar with the Pokeballs and catching them and stuff like that. And they do it for like 30 seconds or like 2 minutes in the very beginning, and that's about it. What about you, Barry? What'd you think?
You don't need more than that.
Well, you have to see the film. It's a
little strange. You don't need more than that to understand Pokemon.
Seriously, for people
that
don't know,
catch them, and then you train them to fight each other.
See, but people want to know why. That's the thing. Is that
they want to know the backstories.
They don't explain it ever.
You
want to know the plot of Pokemon is a bunch of children wandering the land battling each other when they run into each other. He's like, hey,
you want to fight Pokemon now?
And then the kids are like, what are Pokemon? It's like, you have them, I have them.
Well, maybe
if
they made a little story, a backstory, made up their own backstory.
There's no backstory. There's nothing.
Well, I tell you what, there isn't in this movie.
No, but
there is no team.
What if they made something?
What's the backstory? What would it be?
I'm not a writer. I'm not saying. All I'm saying is
the backstory is cockfighting's illegal.
Is if the writer maybe made up something
they have to fight
or
poke
something. Just
men.
If there is no history or whatever.
It's not fun unless the creatures are sentient.
Right.
And then they battle to the
death. Let's be honest. It's abuse.
They have to be able to say their name.
When you catch those things in the balls and you keep them in the balls, it's abuse. Right? You keep
it said no, this is obviously abuse.
Let me weigh in because there's a moment in the movie where they basically try to allow the newcomers in because they've got this little instructional video of this is what the Pokemon are. And they go, you have to catch them. And once you catch them, they assist you in all your daily chores and things, and they give you a better life. I'm like, okay, they're slaves. This is slavery.
Slaves?
This is really like the movie. Because I thought, okay, they're going to find some way to make this cute and like, no, they're slaves.
They bring, because he does say in it, he does
they're
say in, the,
slave
in that
masters.
Little film, they go, they bring out the best in us.
Remember? Yes.
That's what they did say.
Yes, you got to catch them and you domesticate them and they help you with household chores and they make your life better for doing all of your work.
Correct.
And they all come from the west coast of Africa.
No, they don't.
Oh, no, this is something
that's
different.
That's not even this remotely what that was about.
I thought we were doing backstory.
No, that's,
I thought we were
that,
just making stuff up.
That would have been interesting. Yeah. But anyway, Barry, you went to see this film.
I did see
and
this.
Were you disappointed?
You know, had they cast a really great actor in the lead, I think it would have really been something. But because it's Justice Smith, I think it's a problem.
He is bad.
He's
in
a terrible. He's terrible. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like, the humans are terrible in this movie. The world is fantastic. The special effects are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It is an interesting world. It's a really, you know, visually, I couldn't ask for a better film. It really is really remarkable in that way. But the human actors are bad. It's not just the material that doesn't quite serve them. They don't seem quite to know what to do. Either they overdo it. No one ever seems to be in the same space with these characters. It's not that the visual effects are bad. Again, it's just that the actors, I mean, Bill Nighy looks embarrassed to be there. He really does. Who's the other big name in this movie?
There's also Ken Watanabe.
Yes. Oh my God. Poor Ken Watanabe. And another bad westernized version of a Japanese property. I think that's the biggest problem I have with this movie because this material, this franchise is Japanese. It has a Japanese identity. And this is a very, this it has the same problem as the Scarlett Johansson Ghost in the Shell. It has the same problem as Big Hero 6. It's taking something that would work perfectly in the Japanese language as a Japanese film, and it's making it very American, westernized. I just don't feel like it works. This movie can't, it's not, you know, look, I'll go with anything, okay? I'll go with proton packs. I'll go with any logic you throw at me. I don't care. It, you know, no movie needs to explain itself to, you know, to a ridiculous amount. I'll go with anywhere you want to take me. That's fine. But it really was a case where, like, it's not so much that I don't understand the logic of this insane world. Who would want to live in this city where everybody's got their little Pokemon walking next to each other? This is like, this looks like a nightmare existence.
Well, this was in the film, the way you put it. He's developed this new concept in Rhyme City where Pokemon are not captured. They don't fight. And they live amongst everybody else.
Great, but they're all like. But the thing is, like, you can only understand your Pokemon. So otherwise, you're just walking around with little monsters going, you know, you never know what they're saying. Only you could understand your special Pokemon. It's like, imagine. I mean, how do you make that work?
Wait, hang on a second. Maybe I'm confused. I thought that no one could understand any of them. He was the only one that could understand.
I think, don't they each have a relationship where they understand their Pokemon or no other?
No.
Is it like R2-D2 and somebody's like, hey, what's up, man?
Like, yeah. Han Solo and Chewie, yeah.
Right, so in this one, they made it seem as if it was just Justice Smith that could talk to Pikachu.
Yes.
And because of the story arc that they try and attempt to do by the end of the film, they try to make you understand why it's only him that can understand him.
And look, there may be ways to explain it, you know, either or, but look, like, this is a weird example, but like, the Golden Compass got this better. The Golden Compass.
The Golden Compass is awful, though.
The Golden Compass understands that concept. Philip Pullman, who wrote his Dark Materials, which is a brilliant novel, and I love The Golden Compass. When they made that into a film, the thing that does work in that film is that concept, that idea. They call them demons in that movie. The idea that your demon follows you. The demon is an extension of you. Your demon, if you're angry or if you're perturbed and upset, it's a reflection of you. I don't feel like it was very well established here. And look, it's a children's film. Mm-hmm. It's a $150 million children's film.
It is.
And there's all sorts of leaps and things that you're going to have to take at face value. But really, for me, bottom line is this is kind of a middle-of-the-road movie. It would have been really great if they found any actor who could have carried this thing. I never believed a single thing Justice did. I loved the animals. Mm-hmm. I loved Pikachu. And Ryan Reynolds, like, he carries this movie.
He carries the movie.
He really does.
He does.
It's as you've said, it's watered down. I mean, this is like, you know, C-level Ryan Reynolds. This is like Ryan Reynolds in that Jason Bateman movie, The Breakup. Was that what was it
How
called?
How dare you? That's a classic. That's a comedy classic.
What was it?
The change-up.
The change-up, who cares? It's
hey,
that.
Listen, they peed in the exact same well and they switched bodies. All right? It's great comedy writing.
I love that you're stumping for that film. Okay. Anyway.
Sorry.
So, yeah.
I guess I've seen it and I think it's funny.
It
I'm
is
sorry.
Funny.
I'm
See?
Embarrassed to admit it.
It's freaking hilarious.
It's stupid.
I wish I didn't have to admit it in front of Barry.
Yeah, I kind of wish that too, Dave.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
I will say this.
I'm silently judging you right now.
I will say this about my Pokemon experience. I had a lot of fun with it. Okay.
Was it your first Pokemon experience?
Yeah. I had fun with the film.
Were they gentle?
I have to say this, though. I thought, as shallow as you say it is, I thought the story itself was really complicated, especially for a bunch of kids.
It's a detective noir. That's what they're trying to do. And visually, it's trying to evoke Blade Runner, which is an interesting but strange choice.
Yeah.
There's a lot
weird.
Of scenes that looks like they're on the set of Blade
Runner.
That's
what I wrote in my review.
Did they bang their
there's
Pokemon?
There's a lot of scenes.
Yeah. I wondered about that.
That's never implied.
I seriously wondered about that.
What?
Because this is a world.
I would choose the mime one.
Okay, that mime sequence.
You got to get one without
hilarious.
Teeth.
Like the comedy in that
there
scene.
There are actually some really good scenes. Like Aaron says, the mime scene Pokemon thing was really funny. I enjoyed that myself as well. I thought that was very well done. But I thought the whole story itself was just really.
And when you get to the end, it stops being about the detective story. Because they really do make it like it's a very serious tone movie. Like there are little comedy vignettes. But I mean, the movie is taking itself very serious. I'm like, this is interesting because it's trying to be gritty for what it is.
Yeah.
But when you get to the ending, it's a series of like double and triple reversals. And it's like they completely drop the detective thing. And it's just all these really, it's a lot of random nonsense.
Funny
it really
how they
is.
Stole the ending action scene from Batman.
Which one?
With the balloons and the...
Oh, the gas.
The first thing I thought of.
Yes, that is a good point.
With the parade. And
I will say that I think that the thing that ruins the movie other than anything else, is Justice Smith, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's really terrible.
He's not good in this movie at all. I don't know why anybody thinks that he can carry a movie.
Who? I mean, I know who his father is, but like, what has he done before?
Who's his
That's
father?
Not his father.
Isn't
he's not Will Smith's son.
He's not?
No. He was in The Get Down, and that he was good in
he
that.
Was, no, so that's what I was just about to say. He is in The Get Down, and he's
so
great
I'm
in The Get
to
Down.
Watch Pikachu and see the Get Down. What the diff- it
the
was
Get Down
Netflix
on Netflix.
Series. Baz Luhrmann directed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I, how dare, by the way, Justice Smith, I think you're thinking of...
Jaden.
Jaden.
Jaden is Will
Jaden
Smith's
Smith,
son.
Yeah, that's
who's sorry. Also who's also in The Get Down.
Who
yes,
is also in
he's
Get
also
Down,
in The
right.
Get Down. Yeah. Ironically enough,
Justice and Jaden were both there. Like yeah.
They met each other on set, and Jaden's like, "Yo, man, you want to be a Smith too?
Yo, man, you want to be-
make that happen? My dad is Will Smith.
you can be my little brother.
I have to say,
but I'm older than you.
I have to say, I had more fun with this movie than I thought I was going to have. I thought the story was a bit convoluted and a little confusing for young people.
It's like the Maltese Falcon with Pokemon.
Overall, though, I kind of enjoyed
no.
it. I would
no. How dare you?
The middle does drag, though.
The middle does drag a
like
bit.
Like the Maltese Falcon. Mm-hmm.
So I thought the stuff with Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu and the Psyduck thing was hilarious. I thought that was very funny. I thought that worked.
Psyduck is my favorite.
Yeah, so the Psyduck stuff was very funny. But yeah, overall, I was completely surprised. I really wanted it to be better than it was, but for what it was, I enjoyed what was there. So
directed by Rob Letterman, he made Goosebumps and he made Gulliver's Travels. He's
oh yeah, a couple winners.
With all Goosebumps was a winner actually.
With all due respect to him, he's a company man. He's not a visionary. He's a company guy. He's like okay, like you know, I will do whatever it takes. I will change it. You know, we'll test the hell of it. Mm. He's one of these guys who like he's like John Moore, the guy who did A Good Day to Die Hard and the Omen remake. He's one of those guys. He's a competent director, but like you know. The movie
I love
is
John Moore.
The movie what, is either what? As good or as bad as the script. He's not one of these guys who rises above. This is the most stylish movie he's ever made, but it owes so much to other better movies.
There is
because you like A Good Day to Die Hard.
No,
oh,
he likes Flight of the Phoenix. Flight of the Phoenix. He likes the remake of Flight of the Phoenix.
Lines?
I will say
behind
this:
Enemy Lines is John
Max
Moore.
Payne?
This is
yeah. Max Payne was a good one.
No, Max Payne is awful.
Best video game edit
ever.
I thought that was. I thought
no,
that,
it's not.
I thought that
not
was.
Bro,
no, I thought that was. Game. I thought we all agreed that was Street Fighter 2.
No, that's absolutely wrong. I will say this: this is the most elaborate and probably expensive kids movie we've seen in a long time.
Oh sure,
absolutely.
Oh yeah, not Endgame.
That's not necessarily geared towards
kids.
That's a children's
3D.
Film. That's not a kids film. That's a $300 million 3-hour children's film.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely
so
for kids.
So would you say Pokemon?
By the way, I will say this. We didn't mention that Pokemon beat Endgame at the movie theater this weekend.
Well, yeah, of course it did. I told you guys 2 weeks ago that this movie didn't have legs, or that Endgame didn't have legs.
Well, it's creeping ever closer to Avatar off its perch.
Well, it's a big, I'm not saying it's not a big movie, but it opened in more theaters than any other movie in history.
Is this a Alika?
What?
Is this where I tell Todd to shut up?
I guess so.
All right, shut up, Todd. Sorry.
You should have an opportunity throughout the show. You don't have to ask me.
You have to follow it with happy birthday, Todd.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry.
Hey, Todd, happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut up,
Todd.
Alika.
We know where you're going with it.
What's up?
So would you say Pokemon is one of the better video game adaptations then?
For what?
Ooh.
There's so many things I can see
since we talked
for
about
opening
that last
my
week.
Mouth.
Would you...
I don't think it's a great... adaptation. I don't think it changes the game adaption. As far as adaptations for video games. But I will say this. I really thought that what was there was entertaining enough. So I'm not going to sit here and berate it. I thought some of it was extremely entertaining. I laughed a couple times out loud, and I thought Ryan Reynolds really was the guy who held that film up. So it was without him, I don't think this movie would have been what it was. And Justice Smith cannot act with a tennis ball like at all. So it was pretty.
You know, I almost said that it's imagine Roger Rabbit and instead of Bob Hoskins, Steve Urkel. Then I realized what an insult that is to Steve Urkel.
It really
hurts me to think that I hurt Steve Urkel's
feelings.
He's a
talented guy.
But I will say I
he's the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog.
The only
Steve Urkel.
The 90s cartoon.
The only compliment I can throw to Pokemon is that the Pokemon, at least from my experience with Pokemon, are very accurate. So as far as the way they look, the way they sound.
Not like that Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
So very accurately, very accurate, well done. So Charizard, they had a great little moment with Magikarp, which was very funny. And that was very well done. So there's a couple of great scenes in the film. Unfortunately, it just does not, it doesn't hold.
Say Charizard?
Charizard, isn't it?
Holy crap.
See, I told you. What?
Chardeazard.
Oh. What's his name?
He's called, a smooth operator.
What's his name?
His name is Charsu.
I know, but it wasn't Charmander. I know that.
Charmin.
I have no idea what his name is. I know. Hey, I thought it was Charizard.
Hey, Format, tell us what his name is.
C-H?
Yeah. Charizard, right?
Charizard.
Who says Charizard?
Oh, I did.
He's
I'm
a
sorry.
Chair, right?
They're completely
Charizard. Okay.
Charizard.
All right. Sorry, I didn't know.
Man, have some respect for the gamer in the room. Jesus Christ.
Charizard is what you say to turn into Captain Marvel.
Like I said, I've played a lot of I've played a lot of those games, and they're fun. And this movie,
you obviously didn't play Detective Pikachu.
I did not, and I will say
then you can't say anything. Then.
I will say that this movie.
I don't know how you can say it wasn't a faithful adaptation.
No. I'm not even playing. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that
you just said it.
I don't think it was. I didn't say it was
10 minutes ago.
I didn't think it was.
You
I didn't say it
wasn't that great an adaptation.
He asked me if it's a faithful adaptation of a video game. And I thought I don't think it represents what I know of Pokemon for sure. So
do you know obviously. Pokemon from the video game or from the cartoon more?
I know Pokemon from when I was playing it as a youngster. And I remember Pokemon on my Game Boy and on my Game Boy Color, and I remember it from my DS and my 3DS.
Did you ever have the cards?
Never did. That was not my bag, baby. So,
what about you?
This movie is actually based on a video game.
Yeah,
Detective Pikachu.
Yes, it is.
Format. Do you like the? Do you prefer the cartoon or the card game or the video game or when you come to the Pokemon?
The card game is probably the most faithful adaptation of the video game. There are. Different elements, though. The cartoon. there are different versions of the cartoon. The original Japanese manga is actually.
It's like 15 frickin' movies. It's crazy.
It's definitely a different take. They dumb it down for the American audience. So all that stuff with Ash, blech, no. The real champion for Pokemon, for the Pokemon series, is Red. It's always been Red.
So was it? So would you say that the so I think what you said, Barry, is absolutely right. Then so this should have been more of a faithful.
I
want to
see the $150 million Japanese film with an all Japanese cast in the Japanese language. I just feel it would be better. I feel like the logic of it would just be sharper. I just feel like they're trying too hard to make it a corporate project, too much of a corporate product rather. There's great stuff in that movie. I just feel like it's
American. I say that it's been successful enough this weekend, and it'll be successful enough next weekend that we'll probably see a sequel to this.
I think you're right. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I'm going to give this 2 stars. But
is Ash who they quickly show in that one scene early in the movie?
I don't know. They do a flash of a guy that looks exactly like Ash. Yes.
He's like the world's greatest player or whatever.
Yes.
But they don't say his name.
They don't say his name. So yes, they do a flash of him in the movie, but we don't know who exactly he is. So yeah, I don't know, but I will say that I give it a good on the for me it's a good on the good side of 2 stars. I appreciate it enough for that. So what about you, Barry?
Star and a half for me. Justice Smith is terrible. There's great stuff in this movie, but Justice Smith really just keeps that movie from soaring like it could.
Would you put this movie in your Pokeball?
Or my future hard media set?
Yeah. No?
I'd watch it again, but I wouldn't. I probably won't purchase it.
Gotcha.
You liked Bumblebee.
First of all, Bumblebee's a classic compared to Pokemon. I tell you that right now.
I'm just trying to put it in perspective for people. You don't have to listen to Aaron's recommendation on this one.
I know. I mean, it's everybody's opinion.
For sure.
But, I mean, I enjoyed it. I'm a little bit more than you, probably right in the middle, 2.5.
Yeah.
I think that they should get Justice Smith to play Spider-Man.
That'd be a good Miles,
shut
man.
Up, Todd.
I already talked about this with some other Marvel fans, and they think that I was the same thing. Be a good Miles.
Well, so what was the movie that you were discussing since we're... what movie were you discussing that came out this weekend
I went and saw... Can you guys guess?
Same thing I saw.
What'd you see?
Palms?
No.
What?
The other movie, the only other movie that's out, I guess.
It came out this week.
What? Yeah. I missed it because I thought Pokemon was the was it.
The Tolkien.
You watched Tolkien. Wow. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. All right.
What was the name of that movie?
Tolkien.
Oh, that's the name of the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's about the life. Yeah, obviously.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Obviously.
Yeah, I get it.
Come on.
It's about a toll booth. It's about a toll booth. He's the guy who's the king of the toll king, and he's in the toll booth.
Do I have to spell this out for you? No, I'm just kidding. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. Can you?
Yeah. It's good.
T O L K I E N J R R.
Yeah.
No.
It was right. It was good. There was a little is sentimental in places. I think I don't know how accurate
sentimental?
It. I don't know how accurate it was. Mm-hmm. I don't know how if they chronologically like if it's if it all actually fits. But I think that the performances were good. I was absolutely
well,
sold.
Nicholas Holt's he's yeah. a genius. He's great.
Absolutely sold, but sold from the get-go by the performances of the characters.
Do people want to see... Okay, my question is real quick. Do people want to see the life of J.R.R. Tolkien, or they just want to know about his work?
Well, so, yeah, yes and no. I think that the problem with this movie was that when they went to... You know,
the Shire?
Yeah. I mean, like, it starts off in the Shire, and then it goes to World War One, which is supposed to be, like, you know, Mordor.
Got it. Interesting.
And, so they play with that a lot, mm-hmm. and they show where there are things that could really inspire him to write The Hobbit from his life.
Wow.
And they do that visually, mm-hmm. and so there's, like, dragons in the mists and far away and stuff.
Ah.
And it was real subtle. So it's almost like, do you need it? Like, if it's going to be that subtle,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't want you to beat me over the head with it, but I'd like to have a little bit more. There's not, you know, it wasn't across the universe.
My most important question about this movie for you, Todd, as a creator, did he suffer for his art, Todd?
No, he didn't. Not enough.
Do you suffer for your art, Todd?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I beat him up all the time.
Every freaking week I'm here.
I'm like, let me see that art. Let me give you some suffering.
Let me. That's not art.
Oh, that's for your both, art.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Well, listen, Todd. I should we just wait for this on video?
Alika's my Mickey.
Oh, wow.
You're a bum.
You're a bum.
You're a
nobody
bum,
loves you.
That's right.
Nobody's ever gonna love you. You're gonna be nothing.
You're gonna eat lightning and crap thunder. That's what you're gonna do.
No, I think. I mean, if you're
I
interested,
thought you were calling yourself a Marvel property, and he was Disney.
Yeah.
I owe
I'm
you.
I'm gonna get swallowed up.
Yeah, Malika's Mickey.
God, I'm gonna sell out so hard.
Do you think that we should watch it as people that like nerd stuff? Do you think we should watch?
Yeah,
Tolkien?
Absolutely. I think that you guys would. Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. I mean, some of the stuff that they depict in the thing, he's a genius, but that never really comes across. Mm-hmm. There's one scene where he memorized a passage of. Chaucer, that's pretty interesting, and you can tell that he has a love of language, but he doesn't really quite know what to do with it throughout the story of the movie, and then he kind of arrives at becoming a professor of
yeah, just read one of the language. Lord of the Rings movies or Lord of the Rings books. Good Lord,
yeah. So, if you're interested in the Lord of the Rings and the genesis of the Lord of the Rings, this is a good movie. I think that if you go in thinking that it's going to be like real, there's going to be a lot of fantastic elements and a lot of special effects. This isn't the movie for you.
Okay, gotcha.
You know? And I think that there should have been more of that. Like I would have liked them to actually run with that idea a little bit more, but they just, I guess, maybe didn't have the budget, or I don't know.
Well, I tell you what, this weekend we're moving on to, I guess, more summer movies. I mean, we've got Pikachu, we got Avengers. Don't say anything, Barry. It's a summer movie.
God, no. School is out now, Greg.
Fine.
And that's then, like saying Black Panther or Captain Marvel is their summer movies.
Well, it's Avengers was. Anyway, listen. This week we're getting John Wick 3, Parabellum.
Parabellum.
I like to call a problem.
Oh, you need to say it the way that it was meant. It was intended to.
What is wrong with you, man?
Parabellum.
Parabellum. Problem. No, I'm
Wait, hold on.
While Charizard's parabellum.
While we're on
Charizard
this weekend, Todd, are you going to be around this weekend?
I am going to be around this weekend.
Sweet. Guess
DJ
who is?
DJ Cavicani is going to be in the store.
Speaking of a guy,
so we've got. We're going to save you some cake.
That's right.
Who knows how good it's going to be?
Speaking of a guy that's as slick as a wick, that guy DJ Cavicani.
Look, you should stop complimenting what? People because it
Why?
Never comes out the way you think
no?
it does.
No. A wick?
Yeah, that's not a compliment.
No. All right. Yes, I was trying something. So DJ Cavicani will be in store here, right?
Yep, and so they had the hashtag X-Men Day. DJ did some pretty cool X-Men art on his page.
Sweet.
Check it out. Now, but
what did you do for X-Men Day here?
Absolutely nothing.
Why not?
You didn't want to celebrate?
Why not?
I'm
waiting.
Dark
celebrate
Phoenix?
Dark Phoenix. What the heck?
I'm waiting for the MCU to reboot that
you
Fox nightmare.
5 years. It's going to be phase five.
That's
maybe
fine
six.
By me. I'm a patient man.
So DJ Cavicani will be here. Will he be here still on Tuesday? So maybe he can be on the show?
They're just here for the weekend for a church event. So,
well, screw that guy.
I think they have regular lives to get back to during the week.
Oh, I see.
Pretty sure.
Real lives.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he's showing up because he's a great guy.
Maybe, hey, Greg, what about you coming here on Saturday? And doing a show with
oh,
him.
Greg Show Initiative.
That's show. That's too. That's,
maybe
that's too
There's
much.
A
how about
man.
How about we?
That one's for free.
It's too Whoa. Much, man.
How about we set up a little something for DJ here?
It's too much.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, we'll see.
Our she constant, doesn't have friends.
We'll see. Yeah, I really don't have friends. Yeah.
Well, I'm your friend.
Occasional call-in listener.
Yeah, yeah. We, okay, it's true. It's very true. I don't know. Maybe we'll see.
I don't, that guy. You know, likes this show.
Does he?
More than is justifiable. I nah,
it's very true.
I think all Nerdwatch fans are in that category.
Yeah, it's true too.
It's that a shame. Also- it's a shame. It's a mark on your. It's a blemish on your character.
It's a blemish on your character.
Are you a Nerdwatch
like
listener?
More than
it's
I
like
do.
It's like you know. I like a lot of stuff. And then my first CD was Britney Spears.
Do they have support groups for Nerdwatch fans?
They do.
Yeah, they do.
They absolutely do. It's pretty awesome. Well, listen, I'm glad DJ
they
will
have
be
a
here.
Podcast
so DJ Cavicani, when will he be in store, sir?
I think he's going to be here for a lot of the day, 10 to 3, 10 to 5, something
wow.
like that.
Oh, wow.
All the day.
Yeah.
When does he sleep?
Mm.
I know, man.
Never does. Will he be here on Sunday so, or is Saturday well, just was, the one day?
Sunday is
just
the Saturday. Lord's day, sir. Wow.
But he was going to yeah. have issue 5. To sell here, but instead, since he's running a little behind on the schedule for issue 5, what he's going to do is he's going to have exclusive prints of the banner we have in our window.
Crack
is that,
whip,
the Wayne Lowe painted cover?
It's probably because awesome. He's trying to finish up that next issue of Kikui Project for Todd.
yeah, that's
yeah, my God, that would
sure,
be great.
That's the reason why a lot of things are being held back.
That's right,
it's because of Todd's book.
It's my fault. I'm sure it's my fault somehow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somehow.
It's my fault. Well, it is partly. I can share the blame. Jen.
Will you get that damn thing out, please?
What are you talking about?
Your comic book.
Oh. Yeah, you have a book. Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought he wanted you to whip
when
it.
When you
out.
Get that hungry look in your eye, I'm like, what have I got that you want?
Yeah.
Jen lettered the comic, my comic.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to letter DJ's comic, too, at the same time.
Oh, sweet.
But then she decided to letter
Ooh,
mine first.
That'd be cool.
Wow.
Oh, so it is.
So it is your fault.
It is my fault.
Wow. Nice. All right. Good job, Todd. Good on you.
But it's I'm talking about issue 10 that's been out for like a couple months. I'm not talking about anything new.
Wow. All right. Fine. Yeah. Well, DJ Cavicani, don't bury the lead. He will be in store right here at the Queen Kalamata Center at the Maui Comics and Collectibles. You know, you do not want to miss it. So listen, gents. John Wick comes out
well,
this
also,
weekend.
Sorry,
what?
If you check the Facebook event page for
Lord.
DJ Cavicani's appearance, you can also see his commission rate. So if you're interested in getting a commission piece from him, go ahead and check that out.
Good. We can do that as well.
He does amazing work.
He arts the Marvel way.
He kind of does. And Todd seems disappointed by that, but that's all right.
No, I mean, no. I don't.
You kind of look like you do.
I think that every... No, I don't. I think that his artwork's fantastic. I think that everybody's correct. I think that he does some incredible work, and I think that anybody who can score a commission from him this weekend should, because it's It's awesome stuff.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Speaking of awesome stuff, once again, getting back on the point, John Wick 3 comes out this weekend.
Oh, wait, 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 wait. No, I'm just kidding.
Stop it. Professor Barry, myself, and Aaron are going to check it out. I hope you guys check it out as well.
You're going to take me too, right?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Hey, man, it's my birthday.
Yeah, I know. I'm really starting to really get sick of hearing that.
It's the day after my birthday. Wait, is it on Thursday?
It's on Thursday. It's on your birthday.
It's on my
bro.
Birthday.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man, I should treat myself.
You should treat yourself.
Oh, man, I want to go now because it's Todd's birthday.
Because it's Todd's birthday.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself, fool. Absolutely. Aaron, sir. We forgot to talk about it a little bit. I don't think we necessarily have to, but we only got one big trailer this week so far, and that's been the sequel to Maleficent.
Yeah.
Which seems completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
Don't know what the hell that is going to be about, but it's like a minute trailer
or
something.
Maleficent.
Damn it.
It's in the title.
Is it in the title?
It's about Angelina Jolie looking good in a costume,
oh,
bro.
Oh, fine. I guess so. It just seemed to me like the first film kind of wrapped everything up for me.
I think they CG'd her face to make her look younger.
Oh, did they?
Oh,
wow.
Oh, no.
Todd. Whoa, bro.
I think that they did it the Marvel way.
Wow. That's a little messed up, man. A little messed up. Well,
maybe it's all makeup. Who
yeah.
Knows?
If you can check Maleficent. It out, we are...
Maleficent and Princess Leia? Oh, no.
Speaking of that, we are also we're just about over 1 week away from the live-action edition of, speaking of Disney properties, live-action version of Aladdin.
That looks amazing.
Huh? Boy.
So good.
Oh, my gosh. did you see the latest trailer for that?
Yeah, I was man, I'm going to get jiggy with it.
Trailers are getting better and better.
Oh, my gosh, I can't wait, huh? Huh, Professor Barry? This is going to be fantastic. This is going to be one of the best live-action Disney cartoons ever, right?
It looks so awful. It's hard to put into words how bad it looks.
It looks awful, doesn't it?
True. Yeah.
You guys are going to eat your words. You're going to love it.
Are we going to eat our words?
You're going to come back here in 3 weeks. You're just going to be like, oh, my God.
If Gilbert Gottfried is not Iago, I am going to flip out.
I can't believe that Robin Will. They couldn't get
Iago and not Charizard.
First of all, it's Charizard. All right.
Right.
That's what I was trying to tell you. All right. Jeez. Frick.
Oh, man.
But Aladdin looks awful. And boy, oh, boy.
Aladdin looks amazing.
We are not going to be doing a premiere for that, unfortunately.
It's going to be so good.
It's a real shame.
What about It Chapter 2? Did you guys see the trailer?
Yes. That was the other movie I wanted to mention. I'm glad you missed that. It Chapter 2 came out. The new trailer for It Chapter 2 came out. And it looks amazing. Jessica Chastain looks really cool.
Looks corny.
It may be.
I agree.
It
needs a big blue genie.
No, I think I'm on board. I think it's going to be scary. I think it's going to be fun.
I think that it was so good that this one could just be, if the director does exactly what he did with the first one and kind of gets us to love these adult versions of these characters, I think he's going to have another
hit on
his hands.
There's a lot of talent in the movie, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely a lot of talent. And I think that it's going to be very well done. I'm very interested to see Bill Hader's performance. That's the one I'm very interested in seeing. So I hope it's a good film. It looked that little, it wasn't even a trailer. It was kind of like a clip from the film.
Which is a great way to do it.
Which is a great way to do it.
I love it when they do that. It's rare, but yeah.
That was fantastic. And it scared me. Yep. It was very well done. So I hope it's very good.
A grandma scene?
Oh, yeah.
That's great. That's the scene that scared me the most in the miniseries. There's a lot more to that scene than they show in the trailer. And it's long and it's creepy and it's suspenseful because, I mean, they kind of reveal it in the trailer, but you're kind of on edge because you're like, this could go either way. It scared the hell out of me as a kid, and I love it. That was the lead into this movie that they chose. But I agree with you. This movie has a lot to live up to. It has to. I mean, really, for it to be as good as it needs to be, it has to be the Godfather Part Two of horror.
No, you're absolutely
because
right.
It's two stories.
It is,
and it's living up to the legacy of the most successful horror film of all time. Not only just monetary. I mean, the original It is fantastic. It is. It's a great film.
It's because John Ritter's in it. Hello.
Well, I was talking about the one that Andy Muschietta made a few years ago.
How dare you? It's not as good.
You prefer the miniseries?
No, I'm kidding. No, of course not. You crazy? No.
I know people who do feel that way. They're like, Tim Curry is Pennywise, or that's it.
No, I don't feel that way, but yes, you're right. It was probably one of the best horror films in, I would say, a decade, for sure. So hopefully It 2 is Is The Godfather Part 2?
I don't know. I mean, it kind of had... I thought it was more of a thriller than a horror movie.
Well, to be fair, that is very true.
And the only reason I'm saying that is because because it's part one, mm-hmm. and if you probably watch it with part two, it'll be more of a straight up horror story. But there's like it's too much of a happy ending at the end of the first one.
But the horror portion of the film, books themselves don't really happen until their adulthood.
Yeah.
If I remember right, it's been a long time since I read the book, but a lot of the horror aspect of it did happen in their adult life. Yeah. So, so we're probably going to see a lot more than what we did in the first part of it. So, yeah. I'm very excited to see it.
I like that first movie just because they really can, like, I could really see the situation from their perspective.
Yeah.
Like, that was really great.
Yeah, it was very well done. And like I said, you need to have us like the adult versions of these characters, or else you're not going to have a movie that's going to be successful.
Yeah.
I have to love Jessica Chastain's version of the kid. Bill Hader, I'm going to have to like him. He's going to have to play against type because he can't. It's going to be hard for him not to be funny. You know, that's what he does. So we'll see. We'll definitely see. So I'm super excited.
He kind of played the straight guy in Superbad. I think... little bit. He was more like, because Seth Rogen was sort of the goofy partner, and he was trying to be like kind of the.
Oh, that's a good point.
The straight-laced cop. So I kind of felt like, you know, and he's done a couple movies.
He was great in Skeleton Twins.
Skeleton Twins. With Kristen Wiig. Yeah, very well done. Yeah. Good movie too.
That was what I was gonna say.
Oh, were you really?
Stolen.
Did you see that movie, Skeleton Twins? Oh, good movie. Yeah.
Well, I saw Tolkien.
That Alika brings up regularly on the show is that a lot of the best serious roles are actually handled by guys that are normally the funny guy. So
that's true. Robin Williams, of course.
He'll probably kill this role.
I sure as hell hope he does. I mean, like I said, if there's any indication, Robin Williams is very successful at doing that and has done a great job of that over and over again. So we shall see. It looks very cool. But Aaron... Sir,
yes.
You know what time it is?
What time is it?
Great. I think it's your time to shine. Is what it is. Hey, listen, respect the list, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to check in with Aaron. It's hard media time. Find out what's new this week, and you can pick up at your local Target and Walmart because there's no video stores anymore.
Very nice video, yes. Best Buy, if you have a Best Buy.
All right. What's coming out this week?
So the rumor is true. There actually is a Backdraft 2.
Yes.
And that is this week.
So excited.
Wait, that's coming.
Straight to DVD?
Yes.
William Baldwin and Donald Sutherland both return for the movie.
Billy Baldwin?
No.
Yeah.
Professor Barry, before you poo-poo this movie, just know that it's actually written by the original writer of Backdraft, Gregory Wyden.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that makes it better.
Yeah, this is fan fiction at its worst. So not such a bad idea.
It is Kurt Russell's son taking the lead.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And he's an arson investigator.
Yes.
More arsons come up.
That's right.
And of course, Donald Sutherland knows something about it.
Yep.
Brian Russell's in this movie.
Yeah, we'll see. All that. So excited.
Mill Creek is doing a release of J-Lo's Anaconda.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Isn't it?
They're doing a lot of...
LL Cool J's?
That's Ice Cube.
That's Ice Cube. Ice Cube's in Anaconda. Ice Cube's Anaconda.
LL Cool J's the Blue Sea.
Oh, okay.
which is great, by the way. Criterion is releasing a great David Mamet movie with Joel Mantegna, House of Games.
House of Games is good.
Yeah.
Early 80s.
Yeah.
And they're also releasing Funny Games.
Oh, the one with Ryan Gosling?
No, Michael Pitt.
Michael Pitt. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, so that... I can see the American version.
Yeah, the American version.
Huh.
I can see how you can make that mistake. They're like the same people.
Yeah, it's pretty much the...
Shut up, Ty.
Triple Threat is on Blu-ray, which only Gannon got to see.
Yes.
Made a one night only
event. Yes, they did.
4K Matthew Broderick's Godzilla.
Oh, God.
Since Godzilla's coming out, they had to
release that
on 4K.
I hope you get like all the Taco Bell commercials for the extras.
I'm a fan.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
I'm a fan. Awesome. All right, I'm in. I'm buying that.
This one is one of your favorites, G, Fighting With My Family.
Yes!
Extended cut.
I'm so excited. I love that movie. Great movie. Fighting With My
that
Family.
That is just like...
Hey,
I'll see it at some point.
You should. It's phenomenal.
I will.
Phenomenal.
I will.
I believe Barry saw this, but I did not get to see it, which is Cold Pursuit.
Oh, the old Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
No.
You missed it.
No, I
just didn't
I avoided
see it.
That one, actually. Yeah.
I heard it's not bad, though.
Yeah,
it's
but it came out.
Snow, right?
It came out the week
yes,
of.
It's the one.
It came out the week where Liam Neeson said that unfortunate thing.
Yes, it did.
And that he wanted to go beat up some black fellas.
Hey, you stop it.
That's what he said.
And in
the snow. That's a direct quote.
And I thought, I don't want to have to address that in my review. I'm just going to see something else that week, and I did.
It's probably, you probably saw this next movie that's getting a hard media release, Happy Death Day to You.
Oh,
yes.
God. Waste of time.
Hey, it's fun like the first one. Come on.
It's awful like the first one.
It's fun.
That's the first one is fun.
It's fun. Come on.
I can't. That's what everybody said about Endgame. It's fun like the first one.
Shut up,
Todd. It's fun like the first one.
I really want to see this, but Apollo 11, the documentary, is getting.
I am very excited to see that myself.
Yeah, great things about that.
Yep, I have to. Yeah.
Missed it when I was on Marvel. And lastly, one of Alika's favorite actors.
Uh-oh.
The 35th anniversary
of Gattaca?
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
Yes.
James Earl Jones, yes, he is a great actor. Yeah.
Nothing like that Phil Alden Robinson classic with Kevin Costner and James Earl Jones, like Field of Dreams.
There's a 4K.
You don't like Field of Dreams?
I do not like Field of Dreams.
That's the most American movie ever made.
I think Field of Dreams is the most overrated, hackneyed film I've ever seen in my life.
How dare you?
Are you now, or have you been a member of the Communist Party?
It's...
Oh my God, man!
It's like you're.
Do you not like Field of Dreams?
Field
man?
Of Dreams,
like Americana.
I bet
baseball.
You don't like apple pie either.
not really. To be fair,
wow.
Why don't you like Field of Dreams?
I thought it was.
That's like unconstitutional.
Why don't you like apple pie?
Is it unconstitutional?
It's unconstitutional.
It's over. First of all, I think it's overwrought. I think it's completely overrated. I think the story is stupid. I think that.
I think Kevin Costner's ugly. I think James Earl Jones smells bad. I think corn is dumb.
That was what bugs me
dope.
The most.
Freak on a leash was dope. Freak on a leash was dope. No,
I apologize.
I don't. Listen, maybe I have to watch it again because I thought.
Oh,
because
you haven't seen it in the last 35 years.
I think Amy Madigan's performance was not good. I thought James Earl Jones was okay. I just thought it was just. I was so
I
bored.
You were like a Dennis Quaid thing.
You know, Burt Lancaster
like,
and Ray Liotta are in there too. They're good.
With Burt Lancaster's last movie.
Father and stuff.
No, I just did. I didn't relate to it.
You know what I don't get is like all those ghost baseball players come back and play baseball and stuff, and then like, then they after they're done playing, they just go back into the field and that's it.
And like they're all coming.
Don't you think there would be a more profound moment than you know everybody's in the stands and be like these guys are all ghosts?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it be a
it's
little
true.
More spooky?
Right. All of a sudden, like
that guy died in 1967.
You
bro.
Mean there's a bunch of headlights and traffic heading to the park?
After the movie was made, they actually did that. They dressed guys up in these baseball outfits.
The park still exists.
And these guys would walk out of the field and go play baseball, play a couple of innings.
I think Phil Alden Robinson's better movie is Sneakers, the one with Robert Redford and Joaquin Phoenix. I think that's a better movie.
Hey,
Sneakers is good, but it's not Field of Dreams good.
I want to talk about a better release that just happened because A-Ron's not going to get to it.
No, he was.
He's not.
Wait, I was just finishing my thing. Okay, so June 16 and June 18 at Maury Mall, they're having a 35th anniversary screening of Field of Dreams.
Okay.
So I guess you're not going.
I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna let Aaron talk for more Kevin Costner.
Yeah. So then
I'm taking Alika.
But on top of Field of Dreams, there's another baseball movie that's doing an anniversary this year, and I wrote about both of them. I wrote about Field of Dreams, and I wrote about the other baseball movie.
Bull Durham, isn't it?
The Natural.
Oh man, that's another one that I think is overrated.
40th anniversary.
You just hate
baseball. He makes his own bat.
Yeah,
Wonder
Bat.
Exactly,
because lightning strikes the
all right,
tree.
You put your phone down. So that was your list.
Well, both of those articles are up on MauiWatch.com.
I had faith in you. I thought I had faith in you. I thought you were going to mention one of
you were the chosen
better,
one.
You were. I thought you were going
to
mention
well,
one of the better
I needed
releases.
To plug that I wrote about Field of Dreams and Natural.
Well, what about
Watch.
The other movie Alika was going to mention? Alika, please do the honors. What's coming out this week?
Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles
yes,
just got released on digital and in a few weeks on I'm waiting for the DVD because if I'm going to pay that much, I want to own something. Instead, they just... How do people pay money for digital copies of things? And then it's like...
Yeah.
Ask him.
No,
one day the company just deletes it on you. And you're like, sorry. Whoopsie.
Let me tell you something.
No more movies.
All of this stuff is on digital because he gets the codes from all everybody of us.
Else. Done deal. And
so
plus,
he doesn't care. He doesn't
they
have
go
any money
on,
in
but
it.
They go on sale. It's like $9. That's why I get them. So if I don't think it's worthy of a buy,
don't
I won't
pay
buy
for
it.
Any of
if
those.
You're going to buy the hard media, I think Target has a steelbook.
Yeah, and that's something I don't usually... buy DVDs or Blu-rays, but
I'm
that
buying
is
Fighting
one
with
I would
My
get.
Family. I'm getting Fighting with My Family.
Stop bringing that corny crap up.
That's a great movie.
I'm talking about Batman. And
you like so that, the early, and you don't like Field of Dreams.
The early reviews for Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I'm not talking about critics or anything. I'm just talking about people in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle forums that I've been listening to. This is one of the better versions of the animated... Yeah,
so
the
fans.
The animated...
Can we talk bad about this movie? Yeah.
No, well, I mean...
Are ranting and raving about this movie?
No, fans would definitely... Ninja Turtle fans are some of the most judgmental people in the world who largely have rejected Rise of the Ninja Turtles.
That's true. We sit next to a leak every
but,
week.
Well, I can, no, I accept everything. I'm at the age where I don't get angry about it.
I can't imagine that Turtle fans would be so judgmental. That blows my mind.
Shut up, Todd.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Happy birthday. But shut up.
So, Batman, isn't it Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja?
The title is Batman versus, and the way they set it up, it starts out as they're against each other.
Boiled.
I'm sure, you know, the comic, the graphic novel, they start teaming up, so it turns into like this big Arkham breakout crossover thing.
Well, I'm kind of excited. I want to watch it. I just got the Justice League versus the Fatal Five.
That's the new one, right?
Yeah, I just got that. That's kind of fun. So good. I can't wait. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I haven't really been watching a lot of the DC animated.
They're good. They're very, very good.
Although, speaking about DC animated,
uh-oh,
the trailer for Batman Hush, the animated Hush series, just came out.
Wait, it's going to be a series?
Not series, movie.
Oh, I was going to say.
But it looks really good.
A series would be awesome. Holy cow. Okay, well, that's cool.
I think a series would probably do better because it looks like they're just pulling it straight from the comics. So.
Well, every DC animated film is always anywhere between 1 hour and 15 minutes and 1 hour and 20 minutes. The only exception was The Dark Knight Returns, which they broke into two movies.
Yeah.
So pretty much it's always like 1 hour and 20. So I'm super excited to see Batman Hush. That'll be very cool.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, yeah. So Batman, I want to see that Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I will definitely get that for sure. So that'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, other than that, before we get out of here, this week, or I should say yesterday, for those of you that like to game, Rage 2 came out. So did you know there was a Rage 1? Huh?
What's
did
Rage?
Exactly.
No?
It came out over 10 years ago.
Rage is what you feel every time I open my mouth.
That's
is this
true.
Feel, it's this feeling.
It's that feeling.
It's exactly that
it's
right.
Whenever I say
absolutely
like,
right.
Nah, I'm in game. Nah.
So if you're a gamer, you can check out Rage 2. It's a guy. It's the from the creators of course, Rage Doom 1. And Mad Max, and it's got a very Doom vibe to it. I played the first mission of it already, and it's a lot of fun so far. And it's like a big open world kind of thing between Doom and Far Cry and all those other fun little open world games. So it looks cool. I'm gonna sit and play it for a bit and see if I dig it. Very excited to try it. So check it out. Rage 2 came out yesterday, and the graphics are cool, and it runs at a smooth 60 frames per second. So I'm really excited. So check it out. Anyway, other than that, I think it's time for us to get out of here. What do you think?
60.
Yeah, hey, 60 frames per second. That's good. Yeah, it's time for us to get out of here. We will be at the theater come Thursday night, 7 p.m. for John Wick 3. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be, I don't know if this is the final John Wick film, but this could be the final John Wick trilogy, I guess.
There's going to be 22 of them.
I hope not.
The last one's going to be called John Wick Endgame.
You're being an idiot.
10 years from now. 10 years
from now.
Oh, it's going to be good.
I watched the first 3 episodes of
Endgame.
The first original series from Spectrum, LA's Finest.
Oh, the Bad Boys spinoff?
Yeah, with Jessica Alba and Gabriel Union.
Is it bad?
It's fun. It's kind of like a
what streaming services is
Spectrum.
On?
Spectrum. It's on ours.
They have like
Spectrum.
Spectrum has their own channel.
Are you serious?
Own on-demand.
They have their own originals. On-demand channel, yeah.
This is their first series.
Yep.
So it picks up with
was there any advertisement for this at all?
No, there was, but it wasn't much. Trust me, it was not much.
Gabrielle Union, she's kind of a big deal. Like, what? They didn't advertise this at all?
They did, but it's been on TV. Yeah. But they advertised this like almost over a year ago.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And no nothing.
No fanfare about it.
Picks up her role. You know? She picks up her role from Bad Boys 2.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, I don't.
She does. Well, this is going to of course be the they're trying to of course drift off the success of Bad Boys because that's coming out next year, isn't it? 2021.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's kind of early for this. I mean, shouldn't they be waiting for that kind of tie-in?
No way, bro. It's about chicks that are bad boys.
Well, they always
wanted
to do her own story, so they finally
did it. Well, if you're a Spectrum, if you're a Spectrum subscriber, check out LA's bad Finest. Ain't nothing like Jessica Alba.
What about Teresa Randall? Because isn't she married to one of them?
Yeah, Martin
she's
Lawrence.
She's married to Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, well, what about her?
Well, she's not a cop.
Yeah, it's just...
This is actually about them being cops in L.A.
I don't get it. So wait, how are they tied into the Bad Boys verse, as it were?
Because Gabrielle Union, she's reprising her role from the film as a cop, remember?
And she's Martin Lawrence's sister.
Sister.
From Bad Boys 2.
Yes. Sorry, the details of the plot makes of Bad Boys her. 1 and 2 aren't too clear to me.
Oh, my goodness. Please explain me how catching Pokemon she was is kind of doing.
She was kind of doing like an undercover work in Bad Boys 2.
Barry, those are Michael Bay classics, all right? 1 and 2. All right, so you're gonna.
I appreciate Iron.
So you
thank
catch
you.
These animals?
Well, I did and give him Bad
can
Boys
only
1
see
and
their
2.
Name? I don't understand.
I don't think that Michael Bay's ever made any classics.
Whoa! You shut your mouth. No. You obviously.
But you put them in the bowl, right?
Yeah.
And then what?
But Jerry
and
then Bruckheimer.
I don't understand how movies work now.
Jerry Bruckheimer is producing the show.
By the way, you haven't seen Pearl Harbor.
I think
or
you
Armageddon,
rub it,
so.
And then Will Smith
I've
gives you 3
both
wishes.
Of them. And
so you rub the balls.
So you rub you you rub the LA's Finest badge, and Will Smith comes out, and he's the blue genie.
Well, they mention him and Martin Lawrence in the show.
Do they?
Oh my gosh!
Bad boys. What you gonna?
And then they actually did their own scene of them in the little grocery store with the "Give me a pack of Bubblicious and some Skittles."
Oh my gosh! They did their own version of that. Unbelievable. I think I'm gonna pass on this one.
Wake me up when Bright 2 comes out.
Bright 2.
Yeah. That should be.
I heard they're gonna do that. Actually.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah,
I'm not being sarcastic. I want to see Bright 2.
Well, they're not going to go back and make that Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
because
he's going to make more Aladdin movies.
I'm sorry to say that is happening, and they already have got themselves a King Shark. So,
no, I'm not. I mean,
Michael Rooker, King Shark, baby.
No, but I mean, the director is not going to go back to Suicide Squad. That the same director that made Bright made Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
yeah.
So he's not going back to that franchise.
No, John Ayer is not. That is absolutely correct.
Yeah, David Ayer. Yeah,
David Ayer. Yeah, David Ayer. Excuse me.
He's out.
He is out. But and well deserved firing.
James,
adios, amigo.
Yeah,
James Gunn's gonna take that over.
We'll see, and we don't know for how long, but we'll see.
He said he can't do Guardian. They already pushed back Guardians till like 2022,
yeah, something like that. Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think that James Gunn is he's the future of the comic book business industry as far as when it comes to movies.
Who was the guy that directed Doctor Strange?
Erickson, right?
Yeah, Scott Derrickson.
Derrickson, excuse me.
Scott Derrickson.
Yeah,
the Winnie the Pooh guy.
Yeah.
He's more of a horror filmmaker.
Yeah, he's a horror filmmaker for sure.
Winnie the Pooh was horrifying.
Well, boys and girls, before we get out of here, other than John Wick 3, anything else we should be looking forward to from you, Professor Barry?
For me personally, no.
Okay.
No, I'm doing a summer school class that starts June 3rd, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's for middle schoolers and high schoolers. One is called Understanding Star Wars, so it's about the history of Star Wars. It deals with the religion and the politics in Star Wars. Mm-hmm. It's about
to graduate, you need to construct your own lightsaber.
That's right.
Sweet.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Can you smell the difference between these kyber crystals?
We're going to be looking at everything from the holiday special to Caravan of Courage, and they're going to look at the droids.
The Star Wars classics.
Yeah, the droids. cartoon show. I'm going to really dig deep and also show some movies that ripped off Star Wars, like Star Chaser, The Legend of Orin. Remember that animated film?
Ooh.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're going to be looking at a few Star Wars movies, but I want to like just talk about the phenomenon of it in addition to the movies themselves. Mm. And the other class is monster movies. It's supposed to be a tie-in with the new Godzilla film, though I'm hoping that's a great movie and people will actually be happy to be in my class.
Early previews are saying that it's excellent. So.
I hope so. But yeah, so that class is going to be about really about the Godzilla films, how each Godzilla film tells the history of Japan. Talks about specific disasters, talks about specific historical incidents. There's a rich, and I discovered this too in researching it, there's a richness to those Godzilla films, all those monster movies, all those kaiju films from that particular era. And I got to say, the recent movie, anybody here see Shin Godzilla?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's my favorite.
It's
I love all the Godzilla movies. For me, that's like, this is the Godzilla movie I want in all my life.
I said that in Messenger that I... That's
it's the best. It's the best. It's the only one I've seen, you know, even like with the classic Godzilla films where I care about the humans. I care about the human story. I've always felt that's like the thing most of these Godzilla movies don't get.
I'm pretty sure, I know that there's a Godzilla animated film on Netflix, but isn't Shin Godzilla on Netflix as well?
I think it might have been at one point. I don't think it is right now.
Oh, okay. That is a good movie, by the way.
I love that film. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to show it to my class because I think they might be a little disappointed with the lack of action and a little more. It's a little more talky, and I am dealing with some young students, but we'll see. You know, I never know with my group, but I've had a lot of the same students year after year, and they're
nice.
Wonderful.
So good
they're,
for you.
They're full-on film fanatics. So, yeah, I start that really soon. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. The fact that I'm going to teach a class on Star Wars is like, you know, that's a dream in and of itself. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
Are you going to dress up as...
I don't want...
Young
there,
Obi-Wan?
You know, there is the danger that one of my students might actually come across this. So I'm actually not going to say on the air what I'm going to do, but I do have some special things in mind.
Oh, nice. Good for you.
Yeah,
I'm
full Amidala costume.
I'm going to do a class in character as Jar Jar Binks, and we're just going to see where it goes.
Oh, so. Misa, want to go! Yes!
Oh, man.
That's the first and last
Someone
day of class.
What?
Are you going to let them all choose between the light and the dark side and then strike down the ones that choose the dark side?
I will take down the younglings.
Yes! You are the man. That's
Just make
awesome.
Sure they're asleep first.
Yeah.
Apparently that's the thing you have to do.
From day one, you're just hammering home that Jar Jar Binks is the only thing that makes Star Wars work.
that's
the key to understanding the entire trilogy.
There would be Naboo without Jar Jar Binks.
That's right.
It's still George Lucas's favorite character, so he says.
Yeah.
Rockamy has a good point. You should do grammar lessons by Yoda.
Sentence structuring.
That's good stuff too.
I want them to write all the reviews like Yoda. That's actually a really fun idea.
Well, that's exciting.
Or Jar Jar Binks.
That's a
just racist.
It could be a dialogue between Yoda and Jar Jar. That'd be perfect.
Like instead of Siskel and Ebert, it's Yoda and Jar Jar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice.
Well, I'd say that's exciting for you. Your class is going to love it. And then and then when the fall comes around again, we're going to start your World Cinema class again.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, I hope we get to see and hear more of
you. Can't wait to quiz these kids.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear and see more of you there, Professor Barry.
Thank you.
And then we'll see you on Thursday.
Yes.
And then hopefully you'll be able to make it next week when we talk about John Wick on the show again.
That's a maybe. Yes.
Yeah. Sweet. We'd love to have you. We know you're on summer vacation now, so you have to go.
I'm briefly on summer vacation. I start school very soon.
All right. Fine. I see. That's why you. That's why you backed off of coming to Spider-Man with us, huh?
Oh, the new Spider-Man.
Yes, the new one.
Yeah. No, I'll be deep in class by that point. Plus, that'll be towards the end of the semester, so I better not.
Yeah, all
and
right.
Plus, it's late.
It's at midnight.
This is late for me. This is one of the reasons I'm not able to do this show. Because you said show up at like 7:45. I'm like, 7:45. I am here. And what is it? It's almost
11.
It's almost the next
7:20.
It's almost the next day right now.
It's 11:29.
Yes.
All right, we're getting out of here. Fine, Barry.
Before we go.
What's
DJ,
up?
Don't forget DJ Cavicani this weekend.
Yes.
Molly Comics.
Yes. DJ Cavicani will be in the house, yo. So make sure you check him out.
Limited exclusive print.
Get a commission done. Get, of course, your...
And he's got multiple prints of other great art he's done in the past. So if you need something affordable, he's got prints for about $10 a piece.
Fantastic.
Also, Kauai Comic Con's happening June 8th.
Nice.
When most of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance is going to be there. So
sweet.
If you can make it to Kauai, come check us out.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be here this weekend with DJ, won't you?
Yeah. Just, you know, hanging out in his shadow.
Oh, Good for you, Todd.
Aaron, are you going to the anniversary screenings of Steel Magnolias next week?
Yes, I'm planning on it.
You guys get a room. Can we do this off the air?
I was going to go to Shawshank Redemption, which is tomorrow night up here in Kalamata.
Oh, yeah.
But Maui Mall is showing it in September, which is its actual anniversary. So I'm just going to wait till September.
Good for you.
Because you're a purist.
You know what I don't get? Is they're not doing an anniversary screening of this? This is an important film, and this has an anniversary in June. Why isn't that happening?
It is happening. They're doing the whole series.
Thing, but Maui Mall is not getting it.
Yeah, Maui Mall is not getting it.
Oh, my God.
That's right. They're doing every single one of them up to Batman and Robin.
It seems like we don't get the really high-end.
We never do.
Good for them.
We're getting the real 89 classics like Steel Magnolias and Feel the Dreams, but not Batman, the top-grossing film of its year, the most important film of its year.
That's true. The only Batman there exists, Michael Keaton. He's the man. Well, I tell you what, it's a real shame, but we'll see. We'll talk more about movies next week and more games and trailers and stuff. They're probably guaranteed something to be out tomorrow when the show finishes. So guaranteed there'll be another trailer somewhere. So we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Have a wonderful week. Until next week. So for Todd. Happy birthday, Todd.
Thanks, happy birthday, buddy. Todd.
Yeah, man. Thanks, happy birthday, Todd. One more. That reserves one more round of applause. Good for you, Todd. Oh, no, happy birthday.
Well done, man. You survived another year.
Yeah, so for Todd Bernardi, for, of course, well the done. Man who is foreman, for Professor Bravo. Barry, Bravo. And, of course, for Aaron, and, of course, the man who is freaky and deaky, Dr. Daddy Leaky, Alika, and, of
it's
course,
really
myself.
Not really my birthday, and he's not really a doctor.
Professor Barry and myself, G-Money. Peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. Until next week, we say to you guys, aloha.